It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, welcome to the month of May. Let's go racing. Everything you want to know about Indianapolis and more, we'll have that in just a bit when the president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Doug Bowles, will join us here on Catholic Sports Weekly. But first, did you see the Kentucky Derby? What do you think? They disqualified the winning horse. The name, Maximum Security, became the colt. Now, they said the colt to win, then didn't win. The colt veered out of the lane, apparently blocked, they said, four other horses as they neared the stretch run. So Country House is declared the winner after the foul was levied on Maximum Security. I didn't see it live. I've seen every replay from every different angle. And truthfully, I didn't think there was much of a foul there. And like they say in motorsports, rubbing is racing. I just don't see that the horse did enough. And matter of fact, the horse that ended up being declared the winner, Country House, wasn't even one of the four horses that was apparently fouled by Maximum Security. I don't know. A lot of horse racing purists are saying he veered out of his lane. I didn't realize there were lanes in horse racing. I figured once you get out of the gate, it's, you know, every horse to the rail and see what happens. But the winner is Country House, and they are protesting. I believe Maximum Security is protesting the results. So that's the way it is. Country House is the winner of the Kentucky Derby. NBA playoffs. Is anybody watching? I think the lack of defense is hard for me to watch. I mean, a lot of these games in the playoffs, they used to be lockdown, play real good defense. You know, the scores were like 95-90 or 89-90 or something like that. And now we're seeing 140-something to 130 and 120-something to 120. I don't know. But if you're enjoying it, I hope you are. Me, once the Pacers are out, I sort of lose interest, but hope you keep watching, if you are, the NBA playoffs. And real quickly, why not? Let's do a Major League Baseball update. 40 games in. My Reds, I love watching my Reds play. They're not doing great, but they're doing better. The 40 games into the season, it looks like Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, the Phillies, they all look real good in the National League. In the American League, Astros, Twins. The Twins look like they're off to a good start. And the Rays and the Yankees are all playing well. 40 games into the baseball season. I hope you get a chance to get down and see the Indianapolis Indians. I know I'm going to make some road trips over to Cincinnati to catch my Reds this summer. Baseball is what it's all about. Unless you're involved in the Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing. It is about golf. That event's coming up on May 21st at Ironwood Golf Club. There's still room for foursomes. You can go to 317-870-8400. Call that number or CatholicRadioIndy.org and get your team signed up for the event on May 21st at Ironwood Golf Club and get a chance to shoot the golf cannon. Hey, Jim Ganley's going to jump in here real quick on Catholic Sports Weekly. Always a pleasure to have you join me, Jim.
Thank you, thank you.
Tell me about this other event that you're still working for here on Catholic Radio.
Well, we've got another, as you mentioned, our golf outing is coming up on May 21st. And just a couple of days before that is Walking for Dreams. And that is a typical walk, but this is a very family-friendly, a pet-friendly walk. It's down on the canal, downtown Indianapolis, and it's a fundraiser for Catholic Radio. So if you can get a couple of friends together, a couple of relatives together, or come by yourself, it doesn't matter. Everybody is welcome for the Walking for Dreams for Catholic Radio, Sunday, May 19th, downtown on the canal. You can sign up at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Again, Catholic RadioIndy.org.
I know there's a chance once they go on our website, Jim, to click on the Dreams icon there, mm-hmm. and Walking for Dreams. And then once they get there, what are they supposed to do to connect it to Catholic Radio?
They need to fill in just a little bit of typical information, name, address, phone number, that sort of thing. And then there's a place where you pick which team. There's a little button up near the top where you click on teams, and Catholic Radio will be one of the teams that there's a little pull-down menu there. And select Catholic Radio, and you'll be on our team, and you'll be helping us raise some funds for Catholic Radio.
Yep, and that's what's important. That's our lifeblood. We need your help here on Catholic Radio Indy. So get involved with the Walking for Dreams or our Catholic Radio Indy golf outing. That's May 19th for the walk, May 21st for the golf outing. Okay, we're going to talk racing with Doug Bowles when we continue here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
The selfish become generous.
The bitter become better.
The sinner discovers forgiveness.
And the creator of love is introduced.
It's known to happen here.
Positive change.
Catholic Radio Indy.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group, ELAMUSA.com. It's my pleasure to welcome an old friend back to the show, Doug Bowles, the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. First of all, Doug, thank you, because I know, like I said, you're the businessman in show business right now. And for you to take some time with us, I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
No, it's all good. I appreciate you taking the time every year to give us a chance to chat and talk about how fun it is to be a Hoosier this time of the year, and just the fun of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and sort of how our faith plays a part in the way we work through every day in May, for sure.
Well, I know for you start your day with faith and an opportunity to just gather your thoughts. And for our listeners that may not remember that story, take us through kind of a day in the life of Doug Bowles and how it does start with prayer and with your faith.
Well, it certainly starts that way, and it's part of what we do throughout the day. I mean, my biggest challenge, probably like a lot of folks, is as the day gets busier and you get past sort of your morning devotionals and morning opportunity to give thanks and just ask for direction is trying to remember that we're not in charge, and we can't solve all our problems, and we can't be in control of everything. But it's hard to do, right? When things start piling up. So for me, my biggest challenge is how do you maintain that true faith and reliance throughout the day, and not let the human side of you that says, "Hey, I can do this myself," sort of get in the way. So it is a big piece of it. Fortunately, you know, my wife is great at kind of keeping me grounded, and then got a great friend that's texting me all the time, or we're picking the phone up and calling each other, and we try and get together once a week to begin the week, actually, and just pray for each other, for our families, and just making sure we're walking the right walk, which is sometimes hard to do, right? I mean, we're all human, so we have our issues.
Yeah. Talking with Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and I just went through Exodus 90, which is a group of Catholic men and some women this year who spent 90 days leading up to Easter just doing all sort of asceticisms, and a lot of it was focused on prayer, and also that fraternity that you sort of talk about, that it is very, very sometimes humbling to realize that we can't do this on our own, that we need help, we need a good friend, we need someone we can bounce things off of, and that's kind of what you do, you know, every day, I'm sure, but especially with your faith, at least on Mondays to get your week started, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and left to my own devices, I'd be in big trouble. So it's really important to have those folks in and around your life that keep you grounded, keep you focused on what's lasting, and remembering that there's something a lot bigger than what our to-do list says every day when we walk in for work. And one of the things that we've even started here, I work alongside Allison Malines here at the Speedway, another person really strong in her faith. And a couple of years ago, we started what we call prayer in the pagoda, and we bring staff who wants to participate every Wednesday morning early in event time, and we start on the top floor of the pagoda, and we just pray for each other and for staff, customers, and fans, and just have a great moment of fellowship talking about how we help each other and how can we lead the right way. And it's been nice to see even inside our organization the number of people the number of people we've grown to say, I'm comfortable coming in on a Wednesday morning with these guys and just sort of sharing my challenges and struggles and how do we pray for each other. So even at work, we're able to find a way to connect with those folks who who feel like they want to connect in that way as well.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's really, really good. Hey, while we're talking to this, we suffered a major loss this year when Father Glenn O'Connor passed away, and I can remember many, many, you know, race day mornings going to Mass with Father Glenn at the Speedway. You can't fill the shoes of a Father Glenn, but how do you try at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway this year?
Well, I think Father Glenn would absolutely want us to, right? He, mm-hmm. he would want us to make sure that faith and chapel and Mass were all a part of race day morning. And I think there's a lot of folks who come to the race that don't know or wouldn't realize that was a component of it, right? There's so many opportunities, you know, two or three Masses on race morning and two or three chapels as well on race morning for those that want to get together and pray for each other. And it's amazing that, you know, it's drivers, it's team owners, it's crew members, it's fans, it's a bunch of folks that participate in that. And Father Glenn was a staple around here. And much like, you know, Jim Nabors and others who were a tradition, I don't think you ever actually can replace them. I think what you really want to do, though, and in particular with Father Glenn, I know he would want us to make sure that we, some of those traditions that he started and helped carry forward, that we continue to do them. So we'll definitely do that. We'll honor him a little bit in the month of May as well, because he was such a fixture here and was so near and dear to many of the people in the IndyCar community.
Yeah, going to miss his smile, aren't you? You're going to really I know when he passed, I told the story about every time I would see Father Glenn, it didn't matter what mood I was in or what mood, you know, the day was bringing me. If I saw Father Glenn, it was instantly a better day because of that Irish smile that he would portray always.
He did portray that always, and that was one of the characteristics about him, I think, that made him so welcomed around the Speedway. And people just looked forward to that 30 seconds of shaking his hand and saying good morning or mm-hmm. whatever it was, because he did help uplift your day. And you said it perfectly, even though the day might be not going exactly like you want, when you saw his attitude and his smile and just had an opportunity to be around him, it did change the way your outlook was for the day, for sure.
Yeah, sure did. We're talking with Doug Bowles, president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Here we go. The Grand Prix practice is Friday, and then the race is Saturday at 3:50. Something I love about this race, and I think, I don't know if this is the first time or you've done it every year and I just missed it, is what you call the invasion, where people get to walk the track after the Grand Prix race. Tell me about that, and how did that get started?
Well, we've had it. If we didn't do it the first year, we've done it every year since the first year. I can't remember if we did. I think we did it the first year as well. But the idea behind it was we have to convert the track anyway, right? So to get it ready for the oval. So there was going to be a lot of change in the track. So what we did, decide to open up the fence in a couple spots and allow people to go out and walk around the facility and just, you know, feel the magic of the Speedway after a race had been run. And then we let people stand on the Yard of Bricks, you know, post-race, and really for me, it's one of the highlights of the month of May is actually going down on the Yard of Bricks and just interacting with fans. And I remember the first year that we did it, getting out there and having people literally in tears because they had never been on the Yard of Bricks, and then to get on the Yard of Bricks on a race day, it's just a special, really special moment. There was one race after the race in the rain, just standing out in the rain with people just enjoying that. So it's just a really cool opportunity to get out, walk around the racetrack. I always encourage people, if you're looking for a really cool, unique Christmas card photo, get the family out on the asphalt after the Grand Prix. It might be a pretty fun photo to share at Christmas.
Yeah, it really is. I think you and I both share the love of the Speedway and just the when you're there, you just can kind of go into another place about how special it is. And getting the chance to walk the track and be out there on it, that's special. And it's great that you guys do that. Tell me a little bit about the month of May as far as the other things going on. I know we don't have a long enough show to tell everything going on, but what are some of the highlights? I know Zach Brown Band is going to perform, Foreigner, Cool in the Gang. There's lots of things going on, as always.
Well, you know, I guess if I were to boil it down into three buckets of sort of things that you know, I encourage fans to take advantage of, obviously the IndyCar Grand Prix kicking things off on Saturday. Just a cool way to see IndyCars running on the road course opposite direction of what they run at the 500. The spectator mounds are spectacular to watch the race, and it's just a lot of fun to be with the community of IndyCar fans that are there. And it's a great place to introduce kids as well, because it's not as crowded as the 500. It's easy to get in and out. You can kind of float from location to location. It's a great way to introduce kids to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Qualifying weekend would be the other one. I think qualifying weekend this year is going to be spectacular. We tweaked the qualifying format just a little bit. So Saturday is an important day to make sure that you're in the top 33 or you're in the fast nine. But Sunday is the day where, you know, where everything is really going to come together. There'll be bumping for the last row on Sunday morning, and then
that's May 18th. Yeah, May 18th and 19th when those are. So the bumping.
And then on at the end of the day on Sunday after the fast nine, we're going to have the full field practice session, which we've done the last several years on Monday, but it's hard for folks sometimes to get away from work. So we wanted folks to see sort of the magic of that practice. It feels like race day, so we're excited about that. And then obviously, you know, race weekend, 24th, 25th, and 26th, we really have focused on a great carb day event with all the on-track, but also with Cool and the Gang and Foreigner, and then Saturday with the public drivers meeting in the morning and the parade downtown, and then Zach Brown Band kicking things off Saturday night to roll us right into Sunday race day. So, wow. You know, we've really focused on the three weekends and giving people a reason to come out and celebrate summer around the corner and just being a Hoosier and what the Indianapolis Motor Speedway means.
Yeah, it'll be fun. As always, it's always just a great, whatever part you can be a part of, I recommend doing it all if you can, but grabbing one of them at least. 36 cars are officially entered. One of the neat stories is Elio Castroneves is going to give it another shot to try to win his fourth Indy 500. He's back, I think, with Team Penske, I'm sure. And overall, some neat stories like Colton Herta, rookie, youngster that won his first race this year. And some really cool stories and some great competition we expect to see in the cars, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's going to be a lot of competition. Elio coming back, obviously a fan favorite. Would be really cool for an Elio Castroneves to win the 500 and for us to get another four-time winner. I know that'd mean an awful lot to him. But, you know, the great story is Colton Herta, a young American, ended up winning down at in Texas on the road course down there earlier this year. Fernando Alonso coming back again this year is pretty exciting. And then the NBC broadcast team, we're pretty excited about that and what that's going to do for us nationally. If you've watched any of the NBC's sporting events really since last November, you can't help but see Indy 500 promotions everywhere. In fact, during the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, a lot of cutaways to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And some of the footage, actually, I've been seeing on the news with all the controversy, when they're showing celebrations around the Kentucky Derby, they cut away to the Derby watching party we had here, and you see people celebrating it with the pagoda in the background. So
that's cool.
It's pretty neat, that partnership, so we can't wait to see how that plays out really across the country.
Yeah. What did you think of what they did at Kentucky Derby to reverse it like that? To me, that's crazy. I was talking about it earlier. I didn't think there was enough of a foul to take the thing away from the horse that won, but what do you think?
You know, it's really hard to figure that one out too, because I think I would have probably netted out, and this seems like a pretty harsh penalty. But again, I don't know enough about horse racing to understand it, and I'm certain we haven't heard the end of this, and it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I know for fans, you know, fans never like to see something they thought happened and then have it reversed sometime after the conclusion of the event. We had that sort of thing in 1981 in the Bobby Unser, Mario Andretti issue, and it was not a fun situation back then, and I'm certain that the Kentucky Derby folks are wishing they weren't in this position at the moment.
Yeah, and to take what I think was 22 minutes between the end of the race and the final decision, it's just, you know, you never want that to happen to anybody, especially something as large as the Kentucky Derby.
100%. That's you know, it's the hard part is when you have people trying to officiate events. You see it in every sport, right? But it is unusual in motorsport or in horse racing for sure to have, especially on that big of a stage, to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Doug Bowles, he's the president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway as we get ready for the 103rd running of the Indy 500. And there's so much going on, like the Grand Prix before that. That's this weekend, practice Friday. The race goes to green at 3:50 on Saturday. I think I asked you this last year, and I'm going to ask it again. At the end of May, when this is all said and done, how do you call Indianapolis in May a success? What's it look like through your glasses, a success at Indy? What do you hope it will be?
Well, what I hope we're able to do is, and the team is so good at this, I hope we're able to set the table for a fantastic race. You know, we don't really control the on-track product, so that's really the one thing we can't control. But what I hope is that as we've led into the green flag, that the customers who come to the Indianapolis 500, especially those who've come year after year after year, walk away and say, you know what, I know why I come to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, because of the history and tradition and the pre-race and all the things that make it so much more than a motorsport event. And I can't wait to come back again, or I can't wait to bring my grandson or granddaughter for their first time next year. The different things that go well beyond what happens on track. This is an event that's almost like a family reunion. It's almost like a rite of passage for the folks that come here. And as long as we can maintain that, now for me, that's a successful month of May. And that's really our focus, is making sure that the things that fans expect when they get here happen. And then the magic that happens on the track is something that we just wait to see, and that's sort of the icing on the cake.
Yeah, there's the personal stories. There's a million of them, aren't there? The personal family stories that it all means so much to so many people.
It really does. You know, one of the things, I think I've told you this before, I try and call 10 customers every evening on my way home just to say thanks. And then when I get a chance to have a conversation with them, when I'm not leaving a voicemail message, and they actually pick up and we get to chat, asking them, hey, how'd you fall in love with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500? To me, that's the best part of the day, when I get to hear these crazy, amazing stories about how they got introduced and why they've come back for X number of years, and the way, you know, what it means to family. That's what makes this thing so special. And, you know, a lot of those folks aren't really race fans, right? Mm-hmm. They're just event fans. And that's what makes the Indy 500 different from any other racing event in the world. It is this special event that has these unbelievable emotional ties to the people that sit in the grandstands and watch.
Yeah. IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com, is that the best place for people to go as far as finding information as to where they might want to go and what they want to do?
For sure. That one works, or we made it even easier. You can just go IMS.com as well. So either one of those work. And yeah, that's, you know, all the information there. You buy tickets there, the schedule's there, lots of great news. Obviously, we can follow us on social media for some of the fun that's going on there. IMS.com really takes care of everything for you.
All right. Doug, thank you so very much, and have a great month. Enjoy yourself. I know you will.
I absolutely will. It is my favorite time of the year. You know, one of my favorite things to do is to write the letter in the program, and I sort of spend a lot of time doing it on my own. And you know, I just talked a little bit about this in this year's letter about, you know, this countdown and the wait and how – you know, it seems like it takes forever, and the next thing you know, it's there. So it's definitely my favorite time of the year, as it is with about 300,000 other folks that show up here on race day.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
That's Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Again, IMS.com for all the information. We're back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
For 15 years, Catholic Radio Indy has talked the talk. Now it's time for us to walk the walk, and you're invited to join us. On Sunday, May 19th, we'll be fielding a team of walkers for the Walking for Dreams 5K Run Walk on the Downtown Canal. Funds raised will support the mission of Catholic Radio Indy to convert the culture to Christ through radio. To sign up or for more information, go to walkingfordreams.org.
Remember, you can always hear Catholic Radio Indy loud and clear on your cell phone simply by dialing either 641-552-5881 or 605-562-9822.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. Hey, they're looking for workers. They need people to go to work. AAARoofingCompany.com is the place to go to do that. And also 21ology.com. As we close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly, let's bring in Brian Revercombe. Brian, he's a coach at Westfield High School, but also so much more. And Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Thank you, Will. Thank you for having me.
Well, one of the reasons why we brought you on, well, the main reasons, is just this past weekend, you competed in and finished the mini marathon, and that has been quite a journey for you. Tell our listeners the journey, how it started, and how you made it to the end of the mini marathon.
Yeah, well, thank you, Will. Yep, my journey started in January of 2018. I followed the advice of my doctors and began a weight loss plan to help myself get healthier and better my health. And through guidance from my doctor and my chiropractors over at Carmel Wellness and whatnot, through the year I've lost about 90 pounds as of today. And through that process, I started running, something that I have not done in a very, very long time, and decided late last year that I was going to try and team up with the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation, the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital, to run the mini marathon. and try to raise money for pediatric cancer research and treatment. And I was I'm blessed enough to partner with those folks and be able to run the race and finish it yesterday or on Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday. That was fantastic. Congratulations, Coach. That is amazing to consider the 90 pounds and just the commitment. It's been a daily change of the way you used to live into where you are now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a change of mindset, a change of discipline, and just being focused on what the goal is. And, you know, quite honestly, you mentioned I coach at Westfield, and you know, doing it for my family, doing it for my kids, doing it for the kids I coach and trying to be an example in their lives and in other ways, and just teaching them the game of softball, just being a mentor and a leader and trying to show them that anything they want to do in life, they can accomplish if they lay out a plan and execute it.
Talking with Brian, yeah, and that's true, and so true with your story. Talking with Brian Revercombe. Real quickly, we've only got a couple minutes here. Tell me how people can get involved and maybe join your team in this fight against pediatric cancer.
Yep. Well, it all starts with the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation, and they're the champions here helping me out. And the website they can go to is give.stvincent.org/Brian's Run. And that's the website that St. Vincent set up for me for donations for my particular cause. But they have several other causes. And the nice thing about their website is it goes directly to St. Vincent. There's no middleman. So all the money goes right to the cause they're giving towards. And it's just a great opportunity to give back to the community.
Well, that's fantastic. And you've done the many, but you're not done yet, right? You've got more to do.
Yep. I'm planning a what they call a trail run. It's a mini marathon trail run. Basically, you run through the hills of southern Indiana, and then I've already signed up and going to be running the mini next year with a good friend of mine, who's trying to take a similar journey that I have this past year. He's going to get on that journey as well, and we're going to try and run it together next year. So, got some other things planned, and also trying to organize potentially a 5K, 10K run somewhere in Hamilton County to help raise more money for cancer research and treatment as well.
Real quickly, what's the website again?
give.stvincent.org/Brian's Run.
Well, fantastic, Coach, and congratulations. Keep going. I know you will.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time, and thank you for having me on the show.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.